I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, it may not be the kind of fishing with a lot of fast action, but slow and deep in West Virginia's lakes and smaller impoundments can be more productive if you're patient for the moment. We'll tell you more about it when we come back.
Hi, I'm Wade Boggs. If you're a sportsman, join me and America's 40 million sports shooters and 44 million anglers to celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day on the fourth Saturday of September. National Hunting and Fishing Day was established by Congress to recognize sportsmen's vital role in conservation, a role that includes providing more than $1 billion each and every year for wildlife conservation. Learn more at nhfday.org.
Lakes and smaller impoundments and ponds around West Virginia offer a lot of fishable water these days. And if you know what you're looking for, you can be quite successful. Kevin Yoakum is the DNR's district fisheries biologist out of French Creek and explains the recent rainfall has been helpful.
It's been a little bit slower than usual with the dry conditions up until the last week or so. With these rains, reservoirs have kind of recharged themselves. And fishing is starting to pick up now, especially during the late afternoon, evening hours.
So why is it, you might ask, that rainfall is so helpful in jump-starting the fish to biting?
You know, you heard the term freshening up before, and you know, it certainly does help to oxygenate the water some, but I think it just kind of revitalizes them. It gets a washing the prey off the banks, and I think they kind of associate that influx of flow with food and just a little bit more activity. Certainly cools the water down this time of the year as well.
Certainly oxygen levels, temperature, and current are careful considerations you need to make when fishing in the heat of summer. Yoakum explains the thermocline itself is a critical piece of data.
Our lakes stratify even weekly during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
You get below that thermocline, water quality drops off.
Explain what that is, stratification and the thermocline.
Sure. It's an oxygen level, temperature level that develops within the lake. It has to do with the summer and the ambient temperature and the weather conditions. And basically what it does is oxygen and the cooler water in the lake form a line called the thermocline. Below that thermocline, the oxygen level is very low. Hence, fish won't be hanging out down there. They'll be up at the thermocline or higher in the body of water.
Now, you're not going to catch much with a quick presentation on the lakes right now unless you're willing to try some slower tactics.
Our time pattern of deep and slow, and my least favorite to fish, but probably the most effective this time of year. You get into the afternoon, evening hour, sometimes you catch those fish moving up in the flat, moving into a tributary arm to feed a little bit. And of course, my favorite thing to do is to get that last hour or two of daylight and work a buzz bait, a topwater plug, boy, that's some exciting type of fishing.
Well, we'll see you on the lake, and hopefully those tactics work out for you. I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.